Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you got it with the song. You got it with the song. This is nice, though.
Joe Cali, then.
This is nice.
I blame Radio's Joe Cali.
My only issue with this, it is Festivus Day, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. The holiday's right around the corner.
I'm not. You didn't hit me with the classic.
Well, on that, though, it feels like Christmas should be tomorrow. Like, today, to me, feels like Christmas Eve.
Isn't it?
And I'm having a hard time with it.
Like,
yeah, because I know a lot of people do much of their Christmas stuff on Christmas Eve, and then the actual day is more hanging out, maybe a brunch, a dinner, and that's
about it. I screwed up this year.
In what way?
I got my Christmas shopping done too soon.
Oh, well,
so it does. Well, yeah, good for me, but now it doesn't feel like Christmas at all.
No, yeah, because there's not that last minute rush to get everything done.
But that's also something
that
I do yearly. Mm. Every year I have a problem. And every year I don't learn my lesson. This year, apparently, I did.
Well, that's
and
good for you.
Yeah, I guess that's good for me, but like now it doesn't feel right.
Nah, I mean, I'll take it maybe not feeling right if by now I'm not sitting there going, I got to hope I can get to the store today because I got some stuff I need to do.
For me, it's not Christmas until I'm punching a mailman like in Jingle All the Way for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I also have to start watching Christmas movies. It's been weird. I had a family vacation in the middle of December, so like the whole holiday season's kind of gotten thrown up in the air. It feels like Thanksgiving was last week kind of deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are. Happy Tuesday. Happy Festivus. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We'll kind of get to the rest of the show here in just a moment. We do have some Bills news, though, and really NFL news. Pro Bowls participants were announced. And for the Bills, they've got three guys that were named to the Pro Bowl. Josh Allen, James Cook, and Deion Dawkins.
So
each of them, this is now multiple selections.
So James Cook and Deion Dawkins.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. We do also have the quarterbacks in the AFC and NFC. I don't think any of them really are all that surprising. For the NFC, it's Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford. For the AFC, it is Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, and Drake May. I think the only one I would you could argue for, at least in the AFC, definitely is maybe Bo Nix over Justin Herbert, or even if you want to go Trevor Lawrence, but his is more of a very recent ascendance over Justin Herbert, but Allen May makes a lot of sense. Darnold, Stafford make a ton of sense in the NFC. Dak Prescott, yeah, I'm fine with that. He puts up oogles and boogles of numbers. We'll see more of that stuff coming in as well, especially for the Bills. We'll see if they have any alternate guys, but Allen, Cook, and Dawkins all named to the Pro Bowl. Each of them now multiple times in their career. I also imagine for James Cook, we are hurtling towards an all-pro season as well. But it is Tuesday. We will not have primetime players today. We're pushing that back to tomorrow. Sal Capaccio is going to jump on with us in about a half hour at 10:30. With it being Christmas week, a little bit of a kind of...
We're shuffling things around.
Shuffling things around. The Bills' schedule this week's a little bit weird. We're going to have practice today. We won't have an injury report, but it'll be fine. Sal's going to jump on, hang out with us for a little bit, talk Bills, Eagles, AFC playoff picture, all that jazz. Because the Bills did, in fact, clinch the playoffs yesterday with the 49ers taking down the Indianapolis Colts. The Bills are now in the playoffs for the seventh straight year. And it is the longest playoff streak in the NFL, which, yeah, is sort of unsurprising. Like, they have just been sort of the model of consistency. I don't want to call them the model of success, because they do not have a Super Bowl trophy. They don't even have a Super Bowl appearance. But they have been the model of consistency. You're even seeing it with teams like the Chiefs, where Patrick Mahomes was healthy 99% of this year, at least when they were playoff eligible, and gets hurt on the final drive that ultimately ends their season because they do miss the playoffs.
Yep.
But they were not even winning that game. They were down 16-13. And Patrick Mahomes was not able to will them to a playoff appearance. Lamar Jackson has dealt with injury issues really much of his career, and so they've missed the playoffs before.
Also, a Bills win, like, had Mahomes stayed healthy and, like, won that game, a Bills win would have eliminated them this weekend anyway.
Right, so they were already hurtling towards not making the playoffs, but Jackson has missed before. Herbert, of course, his whole career is kind of, you know, sort of missed potential. You know, I've complained a lot about the Bills this year. I know. At times I sound like a sourpuss, and I know I do. But there is also something to it of the floor of this team is incredibly high compared to, I would argue, 90% of the league.
And it's really weird. So during Bills pregame on Sunday, I was getting fascinated about the fact that we really could have the playoff field relatively determined. Like, who are the teams? Not where they're slotted, but who are they? And this weekend kind of played exactly out in that manner. The Colts lost. They are two games back. A Houston win or an Indy loss puts them out of it. Baltimore loses. Pittsburgh wins. A Steelers win or a Ravens loss at any point in the next 2 weeks kicks them out. Basically, the Pittsburgh Steelers have to lose two games and the Baltimore Ravens have to win out in order for this to be accomplished. The Ravens, by the way, who do they play next week?
Next week, they are playing Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yep, there it is.
They're at Green Bay.
So, yeah. And Pittsburgh has the Browns.
Right.
So, but now it's Steelers winning in. It's Texans winning in. Everyone else has clinched within the AFC. We know what the conference looks like. It's the seven teams that we've seen. And it's probably going to stay that way. Though the Houston Texans decided to actually show a little bit of mortality and almost lose to the Raiders. Good. Show me that they're mortal.
Right, yeah. I don't want to feel like, oh no, I'm walking to the inevitable. Frustrating playoff loss.
Jacksonville's already showing that right now. I don't need another South team doing that to me.
The playoffs, though, are going to be, I think, really fun to just keep an eye on, both in the NFC and the AFC. I think the more quality teams are in the NFC, I think those are just going to be really fun matchups. Right now where it sits, it is still Bears-Packers is the 2-7. Philadelphia-Los Angeles is the 3-6. And then Carolina-San Francisco is the 4-5, Seattle being the 1 seed as we sit right now in the NFC. That's a blast. I like all of those matchups. We saw what last year was for the Rams-Eagles in Philadelphia in a bit of a snowstorm. The Rams gave them everything they could handle. always game for a divisional matchup in the playoffs with Green Bay and Chicago. And then Carolina and San Francisco. I really don't know what to kind of make of that. Carolina, really, in general, I don't know what to make of them. One week they look very, very good. Bryce Young looks like the ascending quarterback in the NFC. And the next week he looks like the guy that everyone wanted to give up on and genuinely thought Andy Dalton starting against the Bills may have been better for them. It's not that far away. And then over in the AFC, you know, we've kind of talked about it, but like Houston's defense is incredible. Denver's defense is very good, albeit injured right now. New England might have the MVP this year at quarterback. Jacksonville may have the guy playing the position the best, though, at the moment with Trevor Lawrence. Their defense is also very, very good, and they've sort of figured out their wide receiver room now that they've got Jacoby Myers. And then the Chargers in Pittsburgh. I think they both might suck. Chargers,
wow.
Chargers much more in the sense of you lost both your starting tackles, both of whom are very, very good.
I will give credence to Jim Harbaugh.
I think he is phenomenal.
Like, first of all, we all know how, if coaching is going to dictate that game, we all know how that one's going to shake out.
Mm-hmm.
But ready? It's not outlandish to think that all three wild cards on the road could win.
100%.
And that's where get to the five seed really matters to me because, well, then you get to host a playoff game. Then we don't have to worry about constantly being on the road where the Bills have not been as good this year. At that point, you got to win one game,
mm-hmm.
and then you get a home game, and then you're probably back on the road last time.
And so that's my thing, and I tweeted it out today, and this is sort of going to be
if you can do two out of three and make that two out of three on the road,
mm-hmm.
you can survive that.
Right. And so I tweeted it out before the show because we've also got the Sabres playing tonight. They're looking for their seventh straight win. The Bills have
Daddy
the
loves the Sabres right
for
now.
For the seventh straight year. But what is your belief level in both organizations? Like, for me, with the Bills, it may be much more negative sounding. And in part, it's that road that they would have to go through on the playoffs. They have had a good year. Like, there's no doubt about that. You can even argue great.
They
year
win their next two games. It's 13-4
right.
Again, the only difference is New England played a bunch of cupcakes
and beat them all,
feasted on them, and you throw your hands up and go, "Why'd you lose to Miami?"
Right. And realistically, you know, New England's big loss would be the Raiders. What was that, week one or week two?
Well, I mean, New England's big loss is probably Buffalo.
Well, no, I mean, but in terms of like dropping one where you're like, oh, how did you do that? It's like week one or week two where the Bills sprinkled those in. They weren't going to be a 15-2 team, you know, realistically. There was a feeling there early that maybe they could based off the schedule. The talent level, I think, overall in the team kind of stopped that in its tracks. But where I sit with them now, it is that path. So if you can get to the five, beat a Steelers team, who I don't think is any good, and you whooped them at their place anyways.
And you called the same play 26 times.
Yeah, so you didn't even really show anything. And then let's see if a Houston team can go into New England and beat a young Patriots team who, I'm not going to lie, is not playing their best football. I mean, they're able to not drop two in a row after their late bye because Derrick Henry doesn't play for the final 12 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And Tyler Huntley is the starting quarterback for much of, if not the entire second half, for Baltimore.
You know, that game, I do want to talk a little bit about that because the Ravens, I'm a little upset about how their season's going. You want to know why? Because now they're proving that they do need a new coach.
Right, and you kind of want it to balance to where
I
kind
you
of actually don't ever get rid of the guy until he retires.
I don't want them to get rid of John Harbaugh. They have to. There's no way you can dance around that this time, right? Like, not after several mismanagement games where it starts in week one. It starts in week one. And
that's just this year. I mean, this has been a problem for them.
This has been a Harbaugh problem for years. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco did yeoman's work for that man's career.
Well, just getting the Super Bowl. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. It's 2012. I remember, I can't remember what Ravens insider was, but with Shopin the Bulldog talking with them, and just he kind of outright said the 2012 Ravens team is probably the worst team talent-wise to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it takes a generational playoff run from Flacco to suddenly get them to a Super Bowl, propel them there, and kind of help fix the career trajectory of John Harbaugh, who in the 13 years since has done plenty of self-sabotage. But it's always these decisions. It's always how they manage to perform late in games and how they don't close out teams. And they're so bad at it. But now I'm going to be like, ugh, they're going to get a new coach. They're going to get a new coach. They're going to get some new coaches in there, and it might work. It might not.
I don't think they will.
There's no way. You can't ignore this.
I think you can because they're respectable. They're a respectable organization.
But that's the thing about being a respectable organization. Mm-hmm. You can get a top-end coach.
You can, but ready? I think when you go to ownership, you have to convince people it will be infinitely better than what Harbaugh is.
But
what Harbaugh has been the pinnacle of consistency.
I'm ownership. I'm flashing the billboard of Lamar Jackson mm-hmm. and his talent.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To Clint Kubiak.
But you hope.
That's the thing. You can use your high-end talent on this roster, which they do have.
Right. I mean, they do.
You can use that as a billboard.
We're not seeing any shinier destination.
Oh, and the division's bad.
Right, but that's the thing is, this is also a division that outside of Cleveland just doesn't fire coaches. They don't do it. They kind of sit there. Everyone's pretty solid, pretty good, and you just roll with that consistency. It's the bad teams that fire coaches. We don't see that. I don't think enough realistically in the NFL of just you haven't done enough. It's time to go.
Well, the Ravens are a bad team this year, are they not?
They are, but they can absolutely argue Lamar was out for most of this year. He picked up another injury, which that's
kind I would be looking at his years past, though. Say enough is enough. You've been at this for how long now? And it's been 13 years since that Super Bowl. We've gone through several different quarterback regimes, and you keep collapsing in games. Like, I think there's enough evidence there that they should be going for a new coach. I think you're right that there's
I think they should. Yeah, don't get
there's
me wrong.
Still a chance that they won't, but I'm going to lean toward okay. I'm under the assumption right now that they are going to conduct business, that they're going to replace John Harbaugh, because you can't ignore this anymore.
I also wonder, though, and real quick, we'll get to your phone calls, 803-0550, number to call you want to jump on. Thoughts on the Bills, the NFL, the NHL as well. We'll get to the Sabres here in just a little bit. I wonder, too, how much, because all of these owners talk together, they're all in this friend group, it's the fraternity, that camaraderie, the whole thing. How much do some of these NFL teams, and I put the Bills in this too for people that want Sean McDermott fired, how many of them are looking at the Tennessee Titans going, see what happens when you fire Mike Vrabel? I mean, a disastrous decision. And Vrabel, I think too many people, has probably a ceiling. He's a very good coach. There is no argument here. But is he considered the Sean Paytons of the world, even the Jim Harbaughs of the world? Probably not. but he's damn good. Mm-hmm. Even Mike McCarthy, who gets a lot of flack from a lot of people, knowing that he had to put up with both Aaron Rodgers towards the end of his career in Green Bay mm-hmm. and then Jerry Jones and still had some pretty good success. You know, I do wonder if a lot of teams look at that situation that ultimately occurred in Tennessee, watching a franchise essentially, you know, tear its wings off and has not recovered since. I wonder if that gives some of these organizations pause. We also see, and it's just Baltimore, Jackson. How many more years do you actually have with him? So do we want to rock the boat that much in what might be the final 4, maybe 5 years of his career? He gets hurt a lot. And he also misses a lot of practice due to illnesses and stuff like that. He is not somebody that is at yeah. times the most healthy player in the world. And so I do wonder if that plays into some of these decisions of I just watched a team like Tennessee who not that long ago was the one seed and beat Baltimore in the playoffs on the road and has been able to go to an AFC championship game and such, but wanted to do a little bit better and it collapsed on them. Not saying it's always the wrong decision. I don't want to put that fear in that thinking that I never want to try. I'm not against that. But we've also seen now enough to where the grass is oftentimes not greener. Penn State, I like who they got in Matt Campbell, but boy, it took them a long time to get there. It took them a long time, and it took them losing basically their entire recruiting class to their ex.
Right.
before they end up hiring somebody. So I don't disagree. I think at this point we've seen enough with Harbaugh. He's had enough run here. He's also got enough goodwill that you can kind of leave on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how many of these successful teams are really going to want to do that. I even mentioned, too, if the Bills miss the playoffs this year with Josh Allen, healthy Josh Allen, they're not going to, obviously, we know that. But if they were to,
yep.
I've said it multiple times, many people have to get fired. You cannot miss the playoffs with a generational talent at quarterback. I say the same thing about the Chiefs. That does not mean, though, that I think they're going to fire Andy Reid or right. even Brett Veach. I have no idea what they're going to do. But somebody probably has to get fired for missing the playoffs with, for 90% of their active season, 99% of their active season, Mahomes is fully healthy.
Yeah, he's up until the very end, he's healthy. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem there is how do you manage to screw that up that badly with this team? But also, it showed that Kansas City was relatively flawed even last year in their 15-2 mm-hmm. season, where they win, what, 13?
I mean, they won every close game, yeah.
Yeah, but the number's up to 12 or 13. That's mm-hmm. the thing. The Bills game they lose when Josh Allen has that touchdown, it puts them up 10.
It goes to double digits. Yeah.
But that kind of showed you what was kind of wrong with the Chiefs as well. It was just this, yeah, no, they were kind of getting more lucky than good last year. They did nothing to fix it, took the wrong lessons out of it, and have collapsed because of the same problems that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Their wide receiver room is not very talented. Their offensive line's bad. Their defense is getting older.
And they have no run game.
They have no second option. But also, if you have an inkling of an offensive line, you could have a run game.
You could maybe figure it out.
Pacheco's
yeah.
not terrible. He's not Buns.
No. Yeah, they're in such a, I don't want to say precarious spot, but like maybe, because I don't really know how much longer Reed's going to go. And that's the thing. I mean, you bring up Clint Kubiak. I love him in Seattle. I think he has done incredible work there. Mm-hmm. You have no idea if he'll work.
That's the thing. A hotshot offensive coordinator for every Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson.
You have Adam Gase.
Or Matt Nagy.
Like, you know, that's where I always get very nervous about
every one of those, you get three of the mm-hmm. other.
Yep, 100%. 803-0550, again, the number to call. We want to jump on the show here. We'll go to the phones here before our first time out. Julian is on the line. Julian, how we doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy holidays to you and the family.
You as well.
You as well.
Absolutely, thank you. I just want to touch base on the, what, players of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got three for the Bills. Highly doubt they'll get it. But Josh Allen, I really feel like he deserves MVP again. Just simple fact that most valuable player. He, mm-hmm. without Josh Allen, I mean, sorry to say, I feel like we'll be the drought Bills again. But really feel like Josh Allen should get MVP this year. Same as James Cook. I feel like he definitely deserves Offensive Player of the Year. Just what this man has been doing for us. And listen, I'll sign that apology for him quick. Because I know in the beginning of the season, I thought he was asking for too much for $15 million. Like, we could get better production out of Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. And Listen, I'll sign that apology form quick, man. I feel like we underpaid him. But
yeah,
James Cook, phenomenal, especially the way he reaches for these touchdowns. And not just doing it once or twice. He's doing it multiple times throughout the season. Like, this guy, man, what, he's going to look like Space Jam. Michael Jordan stretching the ball, his arm out for the touchdown. So definitely believe James Cook deserves Offensive Player of the Year. And then can we give props to the rookie, Walker?
Like, Deion Walker, yeah.
Yeah, man. I feel like he's not getting enough people are talking about him. Just the way he's been performing for us, where we lost Hoyt and Ed Oliver, and the way his man has stepped up and play after play. He's just a dog. So I really feel like he deserves Rookie of the Year. I don't know anybody else in the league that's a rookie that's kind of standing out, but obviously Bill's in here. I'm a root for my dog. And then, yeah, that's pretty much what I got. So, thank you, fellas. Go Bills, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Julian. Thanks for the call.
I can help you out with a little bit of this, Julian. Your second one's probably going to be your best point with James Cook. Allen, look, he probably is the most valuable player on this team, but I'm going to tell you right now, there are numbers that can back up that James Cook has been just as valuable to this team this year. The Bills have lost four games this year. James Cook had under 100 yards rushing in three of those losses. And the offense looked wholly unimpressive in those three losses where James Cook has less than 100 yards. The other one is Houston, where James Cook somehow gets 116 yards rushing against the Houston Texans. You can't have an offensive player of the year and an MVP on the same team. That was the entire argument against the Ravens last year with Lamar Jackson. So, sorry, that's just, I don't mean to burst your bubble in the holiday spirit, but that's just kind of how it is. I think it's most realistic to be looking at James Cook. It's okay. We don't need Josh Allen MVP discussion this year. It's not there. It's just not there. And it has more to do with the Bills play calling than anything else. Allen is valuable. That is correct. Josh Allen has a lot of games where he doesn't even throw for 200 yards this year.
Yeah. Last year.
It's okay.
Last year, the stats didn't show out, but it was the valuable. He's not really doing it with a ton of guys. No one really knew how good James Cook was.
But James Cook,
he wasn't even having this year.
Yeah, James Cook is having. James Cook might have the rushing title.
Well, right now he is still above Jonathan Taylor. He is one carry behind Taylor for the most in the league this year.
It's the Bills play calling.
You said
that's what's doing it.
Yeah, you said it. I don't want to go too far in depth because you've already said it. But that was my whole argument against Lamar last year. You have Derrick Henry putting up. What he did go over 2,000 yards or just under.
Yeah,
so
relatively just under.
It's him and Saquon battling for the rushing title. I can't give them that quarterback the MVP because, like you mentioned, most valuable. And right now, while I don't love his receiver room at all, I don't love the Bills' receiver room at all, he does have a potential NFL rushing leader and probably first-team All-Pro running back that he's handing the ball to, and there are a number of games, a number of big wins these last 2 years even, but definitely this year, where Allen can kind of just hand the ball off to Cook and let him go.
How many times has James Cook been, by the way, there's a stat correction. The Bills have six games where James Cook has run for less than 100 yards. They still lost three of those. I forgot Baltimore. They don't run the football because the game script demands that he can't anymore.
Correct.
But how many times has James Cook flipped the game on his head? James Cook is the one that gets the party started. It's not Allen. It's Cook. How many times has that happened this year? Carolina, where he runs for 216 yards.
I thought he was going to do that against Cleveland. I thought he was going to do it against Cleveland.
Cleveland, he breaks it open. He starts the party. He has a big run in almost every game that he has this sort of thing. Pittsburgh, they run the same play to hilarious results. It's okay. It's okay if Josh Allen isn't the MVP. That doesn't make me a hater. That doesn't make anyone a hater to say, nah, it's cool. This year, it's not it.
I just wanted to go to Stafford, not May.
If it's Drake May, it's Drake May.
If I'm being honest. No,
I'm sitting over here with the MVP going, And I did this last year too. Who the bleep cares?
Yeah, now well, and I'm there now where I want the Super Bowl trophies. He's got Allen got his.
I was there last year. Yeah. I was sick of hearing from Ravens fans about this argument or national media complaining back and forth to each other. Like, no, enough. Like, I know that they have to have content and, you know, yelly, screamy shows. It's perfect. Josh Allen does not need to be inserted in those discussions this year because James Cook has one carry less than Jonathan Taylor for the most in the league, and he has more yards. He has the NFL rushing title as we see it right now in week 16. Wow. It's okay.
Yeah, he's been incredible, though. And I do agree with Julian, though. I'll be one of the first also to sign the signature. I didn't really care to sign him back this year. I thought they would be just fine. And no, he is their best running back since LeSean McCoy. He is having the best Bills rushing season since OJ in the 70s. It's been absolutely incredible to see Cook ascend to this level player. 803-0550, the number to call. We are late to a break, and coming up next, we'll get more on the Bills and the AFC in general. Sal Capaccio joins the show. The Bills do have practice today, though. We will not get an injury report. Bit of a weird week with the holiday on Thursday. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.